This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is the Fantasy Fast Track podcast presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Brad the McNoise Evans here, joined by Senior Fun Buns Brandon Funston. Happy holidays to you and your family, and hopefully going to put a trophy under the tree this weekend, Brandon, because it's week 16. It's put up or shut up time. It's time to sack up if you want to score that shiny new trophy. So let's talk bold picks. I am the CEO of Team Huevos. Sometimes you dabble in team reasons. So do I as well. So let's do a little bold and the disputable. Give me a couple of bold claims that you could see coming to fruition this holiday weekend.
Well, you know, a few weeks back, I was doing a fantasy roundtable for my daytime employer, The Athletic, and we had to come up with a shocker special potential playoff hero. And I threw out Darnell Mooney because I loved his playoff schedule. And you know what? Hasn't been a world beater in yards, but he scored in back-to-back games, and you get Jacksonville this week. So I'm going to say that Darnell Mooney keeps the touchdowns a rolling, give him a hat trick. Three games, a third straight touchdown, and just as a bonus, because we all like bonus.
Bonus time!
I am going to lean towards the court of Judge Ito Smith being another shocker special this week against the Chiefs, who have been generous to running backs. If Atlanta can keep it close and get him double-digit carries, as he's now the lead back for Raheem Morris there in the Falcons, I think Ito Smith can do some work, maybe find the end zone for you. A nice kind of flex flyer.
Yeah, I think that's a great call on that one. I do love the Mooney call as well. Number 8 in unrealized air yards. I think he's going to realize some of those air yards this week against Jacksonville. I'm going to go out, and this is really not a big lamb. Marcus Mariota outperforms Russell Wilson this week. Love the scoring duality. Like the matchup against Miami. He was giving up 260.6 yards per game through the air. Close to 23 rush yards per game in the running back position. It could be, you know, not as similar, but in a vicinity of what he did last week against the Chargers, like 225, a passing touchdown, maybe 50 on the ground and a rushing TD for Mariota. And Hayden Hurst finds the end zone. Yeah, I said it. Yeah. He hadn't done that very often, only done it once since week 7, but he's still running close to 32 routes per game. And Kansas City has given up 57.8 yards per game, 5.1 receptions per contest, and 7 total touchdowns to the tight end position. Look, we are presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now. Sign up. Use the promo code FTN. And when you do, you get a free $5 game on the house as a new user. It's just more or less over or under on all of your favorite player props that are out there. You put them in packs of 2 all the way up to 6. The more you score, the more cash you stuff into your pockets this holiday season. Again, use that promo code FTN at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. With that, let's get to today's Fantasy 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's start some things off. The guy that's being a king of consistency here, Fun Buns, and that is J.K. Dobbins. He has scored in 4 straight games, a line at Monkey Knife Fight, 61.5 rush yards. And I'm going to take the under here. He's going to go up against Blake Martinez, who is a, whoa, here he comes. Watch out. He's going to chew you up. He's a man-eater. In the trenches, a guy that's top 10 in run-stop percentage according to Pro Football Focus. And, you know, you look at the Giants as a collective, middle of the pack, in terms of fantasy points allowed to the running back position, 4.13 yards per carry, 132 total yards per game, 13 combined touchdowns. Dobbins, you know, is hugging right around this line, but I think it's something like 58, 59. It's going to be oh so close. I think he finds the end zone. I still like him as an RB2 for that reason, but I think this number is just a little bit too high for me. So fade or follow?
Fade. I'm taking the over. Here's the deal. The Giants have scored a whopping 13 combined points in the last 2 weeks. They are a tough bet to see them getting over 10 points in this game. This is going to be a lot of running for Baltimore. And no Mark Ingram. I see J.K. Dobbins getting to 15-plus carries, and he's been well over 4 yards per carry this season, be it in good matchups or bad. So as stout as the Giants might be, I just think game script is going to lead Dobbins over this number.
All right, let's do a head-to-head. J.K. Dobbins or Leonard Fournette this week?
Give me J.K. Dobbins slightly.
I've got Fournette slightly. J.K. Dobbins or Myles Gaskin, who's off the COVID list?
Actually, I have to amend that. I did move.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did. What was the who's the new guy we're comparing?
Gaskin.
Give me Dobbins.
All right, J.K. Dobbins or Tony Pollard, assuming no Zeke.
Oh, that's going to be close. I think Zeke's going to play, but I will say Dobbins because that has me covered anyways. If Zeke doesn't play, I think they're going to be about the same.
Polly won a cracker. It's Tony Pollard for me.
And you hate J.K. Dobbins.
I don't. He's going to score
hate
a touchdown. No
Hayden.
Number four.
All right, let's go to Tinseltown. Hollywood. No, we're not talking about downtown Yuma or Beaumont or Palm Springs. Marquise Brown. We're talking about Hollywood Higgins, a pride of Colorado State University. 51.5 receiving yards is the total here. I'm taking the over on this one, Brandon. A player last 3 weeks, wide receiver 12.5-point PPR. Over that stretch, 21 targets, 16 catches, 239 yards, a pair of touchdowns. He's got a 14.2 average depth of target. So Baker Mayfield, Baker, the touchdown maker, when he has time and he's dealing down the field and Mother Nature's not wreaking havoc, he's looking Higgins' way, and they've been connecting early and often. He's also top 10 in yards per target to get the Jets. Eighth most fantasy points allowed the wide receiver position, and his specific assignment, Bryce Hall, 118 passer rating, 1.28 yards per snap. He has given up. So Higgins at 51.5 receiving yards. Yeah, I'm digging the over here. I think it's 70-plus, for the fourth consecutive week. Decent shot of scoring. Easily a top 30 wide receiver in my estimation. Fade or follow?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time understanding this one. He's went at least 17 yards over in three straight. He's having an average of 8 targets per game in the last three. And now you get a defense that's giving up the fifth most receiving yards to the wide receiver position. I don't understand why this number is so low. I'm with you on the follow and the over.
All right, let's do a head-to-head. Hollywood Higgins or Corey Davis?
I'm going to go Hollywood Higgins.
I'm also going to go Hollywood Higgins. Hollywood Higgins or Chase Claypool?
Oh, jeez, you did this to me. I guess I'm going to go Hollywood Higgins. That, as Ben Roethlisberger said himself, he's playing like poo.
Oh, yeah. Well, put it in a box and you can get your get your colon checked there, Brandon.
We
people will know if they listen to the SiriusXM show. We had like an entire 2 minutes devoted to pooping in a box. I'm definitely not going Claypool. Give me Higgins. Last one, Higgins or Brandon Cooks?
I'll go Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, that's it. That's the line in the sand for me. It is also Brandon Cooks. Poop in a box.
Number three.
DK Metcalf is next on the list here. Didn't do jack squat in the first meeting against Jalen Ramsey and the L.A. Rams. 76.5 receiving yards is a line. I'm under on this one. This is way too aggressive, way too high. As talented as Metcalf is, he does have some of those concentration issues. But for me, again, Ramsey's just suffocating this Rams defense, suffocating. Fewest fantasy points allowed to the wide receiver position, below 6 in terms of YPA on the year. Russell Wilson struggling mightily. I mean, just pull it all together, it's just, ugh. It's a lump of coal in your stocking. So, fade or follow, and I know you, because you're all about reverse psychology as a Seattle Seahawks fan, I'm assuming you're going to follow my under here.
Yeah, but it's based in numbers and in facts. You know, this is a Seattle passing game problem. This is a Russell Wilson not cooking problem, as well as the Jalen Ramsey problem. It's almost weird. This line is almost three times what DK did against Jalen Ramsey last time. So, which was 2 catches for 28 yards. Yeah, I have a hard time going that big, considering he's been under this number a lot recently, as Russell has been, putting things on the back burner. So, under.
All right, let's go head to head on this one. DK Metcalf or Cooper Kupp?
I'm going to go Metcalf.
Interesting. I'm going Kupp. DK Metcalf or Mike Evans?
I will go Mike Evans.
I got Mike Evans there. DK Metcalf or Amari Cooper?
I will go DK Metcalf.
Okay, I'll go DK there. Barely. Barely. Don't be too decaf this week, Mr. Metcalf.
Number two.
All right, Melvin Gordon revenge game, Brandon. 56.5 rush yards against his former employer, the LA Chargers. I believe he's a third all-time. Third or fourth all-time leading rusher in that franchise's history. Of course, LaDainian Tomlinson is number one. I can't remember who's in between, but I know there's a couple of guys.
Who would it be? It might be Chuck Muncy or Lionel James or Natron Means? Or...
No, Natron, I think, was right behind Gordon. I think there was like one person to be.
Marion Butts.
Marion Butts. There's a blast from the past. That's a great name. And it's B-U-T-T-S for those kiddos right out there. I have no idea what we're talking about. But they do know all about Melvin Gordon, now a member of the Denver Broncos. 56.5 rush yards again as a lineup. Taking the over on this one. The Chargers give it up 4.61 yards per carry. A dozen running backs have hit the over on this total this year against them. 132.8 total yards per game, 11 combined touchdowns. And Gordon's actually, you know, been rather efficient on a per-touch basis. 3.19 yak per attempt, 21.9 missed tackle rate. He's averaging 88.8. A total yards per game the last five. I think it's 60 yards and a touchdown. I got him ranked as a top 20 running back. Fade or follow?
Yep, I'm going to follow you on this one as well. I kind of like the idea of an anytime touchdown a little bit better than the over on this, but I look at Philip Lindsay, looks like he's been dealing with a hip injury. He doesn't look himself.
No.
So you've been seeing them lean more and more on Melvin Gordon down the stretch here. Good matchup, as you said. Revenge game, as you said. I will take the over.
All right, Melvin Gordon, or let's work in some of the names we already kind of threw out. Chris Carson.
Yeah, I have Melvin Gordon ranked ahead of Chris Carson.
I have Gordon at 13 this week. Melvin Gordon, and if he goes, James Robinson.
I have Melvin Gordon at 13 this week as well. I currently have James Robinson down at 17, but that's really an injury-related rank. If he plays, I will probably end up with moving Robinson right ahead of Gordon.
I have Robinson currently at 11, assuming that he plays. So I think you and I are in lockstep there. Melvin Gordon or DeAndre Swift going against Tampa?
Right now I have DeAndre Swift just because so versatile and good at finding the end zone. I figure some way and somehow he'll get there.
Nope. It is Uncle Melvin for me.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, it's only appropriate in this holiday season. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Will you do that with Le'Veon Bell? Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Well, he is the one horse because Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he was bending and contorting, and last I checked, he didn't work in Cirque du Soleil. So it's unfortunate for him. He is going to be on the sidelines for the foreseeable future. Bell's line and monkey knife fight against the Atlanta Falcons, 52.5 rush yards. Barely over for me. I mean, barely over. Atlanta has been incredibly stout against the run this season, giving up the fourth fewest fantasy points of running back position, just 3.72 yards per carry, 108.9 total yards per game, 10 combined touchdowns. Bell, 2.91 yak per attempt, 18.8 missed tackle rate, which, you know, nothing to scoff at there. But, yeah, you get a little Darrell Williams in here. He'll be mixed in. How much are they going to run? And that's the question you have to ask yourself. Can he get ball to belly 14 times? Because I think that's what it's going to take for him to get the over. I say yes. I think he finds the end zone. I think he chips in four catches for around 20 yards. Somewhere in that 70 to 75 total yard range for him with that score. And that's why I got him ranked as a top 20 rusher. Fade or follow my over 52.5 rush yards for the former Steeler. And, of course, who could forget his days with the Jets?
I can. very forgettable. And so it's been his time in Kansas City been very forgettable. He does not look good. But, man, this number is so low. With every fiber of my being, I want to take the under on Le'Veon Bell. But this, he just had 60 against New Orleans last week. That was a good defense. I think he gets slightly over as well. I'm ranking him RB23, so I'm not quite as overall optimistic as you. But I do have him over this number slightly.
All right, let's do a little head-to-head for SS&Gs with him. Le'Veon Bell or Jeff Wilson with no Raheem Mostert?
I have Jeff Wilson at 13.
Oh, I love you for that. Yeah. I'm playing him in a flex. I got Wilson at 20, but I could be convinced. But I'm still taking Le'Veon. Le'Veon or Giovanni Bernard going against Houston?
I will take Giovanni Bernard resuscitating his value last week.
It's close, but still Le'Veon Bell for me, but I think they're interchangeable. Last one, Le'Veon Bell or Mike Davis, assuming no CMC?
I will take Mike Davis.
No, I will not take Mike Davis. Not this week, not against Washington. I will take Le'Veon Bell. We will disagree on that one. To wrap it up here on the Fantasy Fast Track Podcast, please follow Brandon Funson on Twitter at Brandon Funson. Check out his colleagues and his work as well at The Athletic. You can follow me at Noisy Huevos and log on to FTN Fantasy, FTN Daily, FTNBets.com. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, and get 10% off your subscription today. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And again, have a lovely, safe, and healthy holiday. We'll be back here next week. Until next time, adios!